This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good Day Health. I'm Doug Stephan Long with Dr. Jack Stockwell. First question for Dr. Jack is, what's wrong with my voice? You know, every once in a while, and it has happened the last couple of days, my voice gets hoarse, and I have the slightest idea why it happens. It sometimes happens here on the farm. I was in Florida the last couple of days. Didn't seem to bother me there. Happens in California sometime. Is it an atmospheric thing? What is, because my body is fine, but my voice seems to be choked. It used to happen when I drank a lot of milk, because milk would kind of plug me up.
Even raw milk.
Even raw milk.
Yep.
So why, what are the reasons, explain please to our vast audience, what are the reasons that people get, and they call, I don't even know, why do they call it hoarse?
Well, you have a unique situation where
I talk a lot.
Well, you talk a lot, but you're a traveling man.
Yeah.
And one week you're in California, then here this last week you're in Florida, now you're back up to Massachusetts, and you are picking up antigens on the plane from other people. You're picking up antigens in the atmosphere wherever you go, and your immune system is constantly dealing with it. Now, it's not so much that what you have been breathing in or eating or touching or anything else is causing your problem. The problem is your body's response to this stuff, and your body is constantly trying to detoxify, trying to clean itself out, clear itself out, and our nasopharynx, which is the back of the nose, the top of the throat, is an area that is specifically designed to collect this kind of material before it gets to the lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you travel like you do, you're going to have sinuses that are doing its job, which is to keep that area clean of antigens so that you protect the lungs.
All right. So
that doesn't mean you're sick. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you.
No,
in fact, your body's doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk more specifically then about the nasal passages and the hair we have on our nostrils. Because I was always taught to think that those were the filters, or they helped filtration, and so if you leave them alone, there's nothing uglier. I've never seen a woman with hair growing out of her nose, but I've seen a lot of ugly men with hair. You know those guys that have, and I say this not to sound prejudicial, but somebody will probably take it that way. I find men that are from their native countries are India or Pakistan, who let the hair grow out of their nostrils and out of their ears. I mean, it's just gross. Maybe in our society we think it's gross. They must not think it's gross. But I know that I'm constantly, maybe this is too much information, but I'm constantly mowing, sort of, in a manner of speaking, with the clippers, the hair in my ears, and I have them waxed sometimes to pull the hair out because I don't like it. And then in your nose, the hair that's there, if you let it grow on its own, it'll just hang out of your nose. Looks like hell. Awful.
Ugh. Well, it's a part of certain hormonal imbalances that happen as we get older. In fact, I spent probably 15 minutes myself yesterday. I do it about every 2 weeks.
Grooming.
That little rotary clipper.
Yep.
Clipping my ears, clipping my nose.
Yep.
And
gotta do it.
And that's part of our culture to kind of keep that clean. But every now and then I get some old geezer in there that has never done
in your clinic. Yeah.
And you can just about braid them. The hairs, but
awful.
Yeah, but you know, in other cultures, there's certain aspects that are a sign of advancing age and maturity and wisdom, and it's just a part of their culture itself, even though it smacks up against ours.
Yeah.
But you're right, it's part of the filtering system. All that hair, all the hair in the ears is to protect you from bugs, to protect you from dust, to protect you from other things. But as we get older and we get testosterone imbalances, things that keep it under control, things that may cause an overabundance of it, those male characteristics, which is coarser hair, is going to show up. Women have the same thing. They have a hair, but it's a finer hair, and it's not as obvious.
All right, so that's the story. But they aren't necessary for the filtration system. that is in your sinus cavity to work properly. That's
well,
basically.
Well, those little hairs are constantly moving, even though we can't see, and they move so slow, moving material out to where it can be sneezed out or blown out.
Well, let's carry that one step further then, please. There are a lot of people, especially in light of the coronavirus situation.
Sure.
The numbers are rising, and there are a lot of tests that are being used, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that people who are knowledgeable from pretty much all strains are saying, do not touch your face. We touch our eyes, we touch our noses, we touch our mouths all day long. And sometimes it's in a major, you know, I'm scratching my head to do this, that, and the other thing. And so they all say the same thing. And that just is, if you have a good immune system, it shouldn't make any difference, right?
But if you're in an infectious place, you want to be a little more careful. I think you and I have talked about this maybe a few years ago, where studies were done with camera on people in a workstation, and they would see these people touching their face unconsciously several times an hour without ever thinking about it.
Yep.
And so when we are in a situation where, like with the coronavirus or even flu season during the winter, we're a little bit more conscious about trying not to do that, because viruses can come in through the eyes, the conjunctiva of the eye, just as easily, if not more so, than what we would breathe in.
Yeah. Well, I think it's one of the challenges, certainly, of people in the healthcare industry. When you talk to your clients, when they come into your clinic in Salt Lake City, and maybe they're coming to you, obviously, because you're a NUCA chiropractor, they want their neck adjusted. But then you have a way of dealing with people and their maladies. People ask you while they're being treated for what you are known for, but because you're a GAPS practitioner, you also teach people about how an immune system, a healthy, strong immune system, comes from having a healthy gut.
Absolutely.
If you don't have that. And one of the things that can happen to compromise your gut is if the germs that you have on your fingers get in your mouth or you touch your nose and they go in that way. Those are portals for the new coronavirus and lots and lots and lots and lots of other germs as well.
Absolutely. There is an absolute ocean of microbes around us.
Yeah.
And some of them are so small you need an electron microscope to see them, but they're there.
What's your read on the coronavirus? What's your the president says don't worry about it. The public health guys on TV say don't worry about it. A lot of people might get it, but it certainly isn't going to cause you to die. So what do you tell? There's got to be people coming into your clinic every day because
every
the media has scared the hell out of everybody. What's your primary advice, or what do you tell them?
Well, you've already said it, to build up the immune system. We know that you can have or been exposed to the coronavirus and show no symptoms yourself, but you can pass it on to somebody else, just like the flu. Everybody in this country has been exposed to the normal winter flu microbes, but most of them are not going to get the flu because of their immune strength. But they can still pass this on to other people. Now, infectious people, of course, are going to pass on an awful lot more. But one of the striking characteristics of the coronavirus is that people can be passing it on to somebody else and not having any symptoms themselves, which is why people are starting to show up in different parts of our country, having never been to China, never been outside the United States, really haven't done a whole lot of travel themselves, and yet they're starting to carry the coronavirus. It's immune. It builds the immune system. That's why I think we've about sold out of Immuplex.
Have you had standard process? Did we focus on that as super supplement of the day here? We used to
Immuplex. Yeah, we have.
Okay. All right. Yeah, standard process. I take them every day, as with your advice. Okay, so there it is, an understanding, if you will, from Jack's point of view, of how to deal better with this whole situation. Now, my job is to tell you how to deal better with your white teeth, or lack thereof. You don't have a good white smile? What in the world are you waiting for? Call 800-208-1797. Get the full story on Power Swabs. Can you use it on your crowns, veneers, and fillings? Yes, you can. Any of the front, you have to, you know, it's really amazing. Coffee, tea, smoking, red wine, they affect your teeth. and you do the whitening process that comes from power swabs. The product, the power swabs are put together. It's an all-natural product. It hydrates the enamel. It keeps and protects your enamel. Therefore, your gums are going to be healthier. Therefore, you're going to be healthier. People say, well, how does this system work? Just 5 minutes, you take it. I actually used it on the air earlier. It took me 1.5 minutes to swab my whole upper and lower mouth teeth, and two shades whiter each time you do it. Remove those deep stains. Call 800-208-1797 and feel like you really have a running chance at getting this done. After a few days, you'll see a brand new smile. If it doesn't work, you don't have anything to lose because you get your money back if you don't like it. 800-208-1797. Name to remember is Power Swabs. Use the DJV code when you call 800-208-1797 and you get 40% off plus another $10 plus free shipping. That's Power Swabs, the best way to whiten your smile. 800-208-1797.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
I'm Rich Rosario. One in four heart attack survivors will have another cardiovascular event. Award-winning author and American Heart Association volunteer Dr. Nisa Goldberg explains the hidden risks.
Many people don't realize that managing hidden risks like untreated high blood pressure, unhealthy eating habits, and poor medication adherence may reduce your risk for having another heart attack.
The American Heart Association's Secondary Heart Attack Prevention Initiative, sponsored by Bayer, reminds you to follow your doctor's recommendations to help reduce your risk factors.
Take your medication as prescribed. Certain medicines like aspirin can lower your risk of another cardiac event. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. It's important to understand your medications and take them correctly. Manage risk factors like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. Quit smoking, eat healthier, and get active.
Learn more ways to thrive after a heart attack at heart.org/oneisenough.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
The podcast, Jack actually does a fabulous podcast. He and his wife every single week, pretty much. Once in a while there's an exception. But the latest podcast, 191, is a focus on all of the therapies that have been discussed over the years at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There are 600 possible conditions that you can search at ForbiddenDoctor.com and find a way around them or to help you. When all other therapies fail is what the podcast is called, Podcast 191. Not to be confused with the podcast that we have with Jack at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Latest one there has a focus on our discussion of restless leg syndrome and how to treat it and get rid of it, because it's a problem for me and millions of other Americans. And there's a pretty simple solution, actually, by using another product called Cataplex F at Standard Product, Standard Process Products. And we focus on Amazon getting into healthcare, so you want to know what the heck they're into and up to. Check it all out. And we have the discussion of the coronavirus that's ongoing. That's all discussed on their most recent podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com, which is available where all podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, and TuneIn. That's GoodDayHealthShow.com.
The This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Good day, health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, going through a lot of the health care news and information that sweeps across all of our desks. When you're in the information business and you're curious, as I am, and in fact, as Jack is, Jack has a focus on vitamin D that I think is very interesting. And we ought to maybe cataplex D is something.
Yes,
they have a standard process as well. I take, you know, it's interesting. I was at, I went to Ken to see my other doctor. I come see you for checkups and adjustments, and I go see Ken for his cardiological input and do tests. I spent 6 hours getting poked and prodded yesterday. And all of the blood work and the tests and the CAT scans and all the other stuff. So one of the things as I was leaving Ken last night, he said, how much vitamin D are you taking? And I said, well, I think I'm taking about 1,000, because I don't really know. I didn't know the answer, because I don't know how much is in each one of those little caplets that come in the Cataplex D bottle. How much are each one of those? What's the nutritional value of those? Even
offhand, I don't. I'd have to have it open in front of me.
Well, but he said to me, make sure. I told him I thought I was getting about 1,000 units a day. And he said I should go up to 2,000 units a day because it doesn't show up in my blood work, which is very frustrating because I have been very consistent. And I spend tons of time in the sun, summertime in the farm, and wintertime in California is all kinds of sun. So why the heck is it not converting?
There's the question for him. The problem is 99% of the vitamin D on the market is synthetic. It's called
I'm taking this stuff from standard process.
And
so why are my numbers still low?
Well, here is one of the most vital forbidden clues from the forbidden doctor for health. Okay. When your nutrition comes from foods that Mother Nature made, you simply do not need as much. Because when you're getting the synthetic stuff, it causes all kinds of imbalances. There are certain ingredients that Mother Nature put into vitamin D in cod liver oil or the Cataplex D that you're taking that is missing in the synthetic stuff. And what a lot of laboratory examinations and testing does is they go and they look for what they think is the causative factor in a particular thing. What makes spinach good? What makes broccoli good? You know, what makes grass-fed or grass-raised beef good? And they look for this one or two little things and miss the forest for the trees. So when you get your nutrition from food, you simply do not
so
need as much.
So what foods, why am I, what do I get vitamin D out of? I'm taking the capsules.
Cod liver oil, cataplexine.
I take that every day. Cataplexine,
raw,
I take
raw
every
milk.
Day.
Raw milk is loaded with vitamin D.
Yeah, I wish I could find
true vitamin D can only be sourced
from the
animal.
The average person is not going to find raw milk.
Just no, they're not. No, unfortunately, they're
come
not.
Come up with something. But if I can't have it, and I'm a farmer who used to sell raw milk on my farm, and I can't get it. So the average person's not going to be able to get it. So what else?
Well, cod liver oil is one of the best things to do. Now, there's a lot of, most of cod liver oils, unfortunately, are overly processed or have been exposed to oxygen too long. Mm-hmm. That's why Standard Process has made very careful examination of the cod liver oil source they're using. It comes out of the Northern Atlantic. It's a Norway produced product.
So let me ask
so
you this.
Yes.
You and I were talking off the air, and I said, save it for being on the air. So when we come back in a few minutes, when we do the second half hour, I want to talk about the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, the HDL, which is the good cholesterol, and why the numbers are important to some and not to others. And are they affected? My instincts tell me they're affected by how much vitamin D is in your system. So we'll work on that in the next half hour. You're listening to the weekly Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. The Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yet another U.S. state declaring a state of emergency because of the coronavirus outbreak.
I am declaring a state of emergency to ensure that we are able to swiftly deploy the personnel and resources necessary to address coronavirus in Oregon.
Governor Kate Brown's declaration comes as the coronavirus has now been confirmed in at least 33 U.S. states, as well as the District of Columbia.
Direct communication is critical, and I think it's really important that you try to take all the politics out of it on both sides of the aisle.
And that's Maryland Governor Larry Hogan speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Another round of primaries set for tomorrow. Voters will cast ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho. North Dakota will hold Democratic caucuses. The Democratic race now between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When cholesterol goes bad, that's our special focus now in this portion of Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell will get a podcast going on this next week, or focus on it in part. So because I'm going through my health checkup time, it seems like this rolls around very quickly every year, but I spend a good deal of time in the winter making sure my body is tuned up with the people that I trust, like Jack and Ken and my new primary care doctor, who is Patty Chang in Los Angeles. What a fabulous thinker she is. I think you're impressed with her. And I know
they
talked on the phone. You've talked on the phone.
Yep.
She just really can bring it all together. And that's kind of what I want. It's funny. We all talk about primary care. And with the insistence that I have on getting information from both sides, i.e. your side, which is more the holistic approach to things, and Ken's side, more traditional, I left out the person in the middle. I haven't had a primary care doctor for decades. And so my son got me into this lady's office in L.A., and I love her. She's fabulous, very smart. And so she's got to, you know, with a primary care doctor, you got to make sure they have your best interest, and they're thinking about you when you're in front of them. They're not thinking about somebody else, and they're not talking to the person behind the desk, and they're not talking to the nurse. They're talking to you about you. And that's what we need. That's what's missing so often, I think, Jack, in the treatments that we have in our country today. Anyway.
So often people are just a set of numbers.
Yeah, that's all.
You can talk to a professional that looks you in the eyes and tells you, please, tell me about you. What's going on with you? Yeah. Makes all the difference in the world.
So I was talking to Jack off the air about what Ken's concern is, and it always has been. My LDL numbers, which is the low cholesterol, are always too high to satisfy Ken. And now Patty says the same thing to me. The numbers aren't good. And then the HDL is the good cholesterol, and I don't have enough of it, and I've always been around 40, and I'm supposed to be around 60, and so, but it's always been the same. And Jack says the same thing every single time we start talking about this. He said, how do you feel? I feel great. I sound great. I look great. I am great. But that doesn't mean that something isn't cooking that could bother me down the line. That's where I take exception to your saying to me, okay, don't worry about it. And you've said that to me for years, and this isn't a criticism. It just has me thinking, okay, so there's no harm done to me in the 73 years that I've been on the planet so far. My father had lousy cholesterol. He lived to be 91, and he had a stroke. But does that low, let's see, they're maintaining that if I have this low number, that their research, and Ken's a cardiologist, so he's on top of that stuff, their research suggests that an LDL number like mine could ultimately, not today, not tomorrow, not next month, maybe not even next year, not even in 10 or 20 years, but ultimately could lead to a stroke. So I say, when you say to me, don't worry about it, you feel good, that's fine. You've always said that about cholesterol.
Well, it smacks up against the research, for one thing. This is one of the reasons, the idea that elevated levels of LDL are going to give you a stroke. Yeah. You have to understand what cholesterol is. Every single cell in your body requires cholesterol, if for no other reason than the wall of the cell, the water balloon, that the balloon itself, is made out of cholesterol. If you don't have enough cholesterol in your diet, your body will make it. That's one of the liver's primary jobs. Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of cholesterol in your diet, the liver won't make so much because it balances this cholesterol. Now, we've got this idea that because we find cholesterol as a part of plaque, there must be something wrong with the cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And I've often used the analogy, when you go to a car accident that's been fatal and there's gasoline in the street, we want to blame it on the gasoline. That's the kind of thinking that's going on here. Your body sends out cholesterol, and we think of it being bad when the blood fills up with this kind of cholesterol, because it's sending it out as a bandage, as a band-aid, to address some kind of irritation or inflammation causing some kind of disruption in the normal function of an organ or in the normal lining of the blood vessel. And what, instead of looking at what's causing the inflammation of that blood vessel and dealing with that, which is almost always too much sugar in our diet, mm-hmm. we look at the Band-Aid as being part of the problem. So to tell me that the cholesterol going out of the body, of the liver, is bad and the cholesterol coming into the liver for processing is good is like telling me the ambulance that went to the accident is the bad ambulance and the ambulance that comes to the hospital is the good ambulance. It makes that, it's that nonsensical to me. Now remember, what's the number one cause of death in America?
Heart disease.
Heart disease.
Yep.
Now, is the current program to handle heart disease from a medical point of view working?
Apparently not, because more people...
Now, nothing against Ken. I know Ken's an expert in what he's doing. I've heard him on your show. I've been impressed with what he has to say. But we have a philosophical barrier between the two of us at this point.
Then you just said something that tripped my experience quotient here with regard to my own test. And I use myself as an example as sort of a guinea pig, I'm happy to talk about my experiences because I think they lead other people to think about what's going on with them. And so when we talk about vitamin D, we talk about LDL cholesterol, we talk about the liver function. You just mentioned liver. And my liver function, of all the tests that were done, every organ in my body is working properly. And it's all, they were happy, they're tuned, everything's fine, except my liver. My liver is not working. And they now can attribute that somewhat to not having enough vitamin D. And so we're back to the vitamin D thing again. Whether that's the case with you, whether you agree with that or not, I think you kind of do, in a way. Vitamin D is essential to pretty much how the body works.
Oh, your body, so, you're absolutely, you know, that's true. Your body doesn't make vitamin D. It has to come in either through photosynthesis from the sun's effect of cholesterol in the skin, or you have to take it dietarily, like from something, cataplex D or cod liver oil. One or the other, you've got to have D. Vitamin D is the only vitamin that is a steroid-based compound. In fact, more and more thinking about vitamin D is thinking of it as a hormone.
So would you agree with their contention that the liver could be not working properly because there's not enough vitamin D in my system?
Not necessarily because you don't have enough vitamin D, but because something else, because LDL is made in the liver. It's made in the liver to be transported out to the body. And if you're having elevated levels of LDL compared to a normal, an average normal for an American, there may be something going on in the liver. Is it a result of too low of vitamin D? That's possible, but there's a lot of other problems that could be associated with that. That's why we have a very strong liver support to be able to get the liver to balance itself out and to function correctly.
Liver
but
plexus,
LDL
a lot
does
of liver
come
stuff.
From the liver.
Yep. All right, so the cod liver oil that Jack's talking about and the D, cataplex D, available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. If you want to use Doug to purchase it, if we haven't spent the whole time talking about it, so you would purchase it, but as long as we're talking about it and you're thinking about it, you want to get on that program, it certainly would be a smart thing for you to do. The more oil you have, EPH oil and D, whatever the other stuff is, DHA, 15% discount on all that stuff. Check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Use the code Doug for a 15% discount. Cod liver oil, cataplex D, the other things that Jack's talking about. Right now, I want to help you get into the new, the first annual My Pillow Buy One, Get One free sale. I want to help you to that. It's going on for the next month. Go to MyPillow.com. Look through the catalog. It expands more and more all the time. The Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, 20 colors of that. They're really fabulous if you want to take them on a trip. I take them with me all the time. There are MyPillow dog beds, 8 colors, 3 different sizes available there at MyPillow.com. The Giza pillowcase sets and the sheets, 9 colors there. You can even get the new flannel MyPillow. These, I'm telling you, this guy's really got it. He's a smart cookie, this guy, Mike Lindell. The new premium MyPillows that are available in 9 different colors. I can go on and on and on. The colors available in those fabulous new bath towel sets. So what you do is visit MyPillow.com and you use the promo code DJV. And you get one, you buy one, it's MyPillow.com/free, and then use the promo code DJV. Buy one, get one free. The sale across the board at pretty much all the products, so now's the time to stock up at MyPillow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at basspro.com and cabelas.com. Your adventure starts here.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
A few more minutes here in this section of the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell from Salt Lake City, been on the radio with me for a long time. He's been on the radio there for a long time as well. This is Good Day Health, and Jack has his own podcast, as I was pointing out a few minutes ago. There's no reason why you shouldn't have all the information, because it's thoroughly covered between our two podcasts, all the things that he's talking about. And as we discuss vitamin D, they have a podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's podcast number 140, the deadly vitamin D hysteria. A lot of muscle aches and pains come from too much vitamin D. You know, that also is another thing with me, because you know as well as I've talked to you about the muscle cramps that I have.
Yes.
And whether that's Ken told me to drink, and this coming out of his mouth, this was something. He said, go to the health food store. I think these are his exact words. Go to the health food store and get tart cherry juice and drink that before you go to bed. And that should take care of all of these cramps and spasms that I have. So what do you think of that advice?
Well, you know what I recommend for that, Cataplex F.
Well, I do that anyway, but Cataplex, I'm tired of waking up in the middle of the night screaming in pain because of these damn, all of the cramps that I'm getting.
So are you getting any synthetic vitamin D?
Synthetic?
Yeah.
No, I'm taking the stuff you've got. That's not
synthetic. Okay. Here's the thing. Vitamin D and vitamin F are antagonists of one another. The number one, vitamin D is essential to life, but its number one job is to absorb calcium in the gut into the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
Calcium is so vital to our existence that we have a gland that regulates calcium in the bloodstream and in the body. It's the parathyroid glands. It's the only mineral that's required for life, and many of them are, that has a gland to regulate its level. And calcium can only be absorbed into the body in the presence of vitamin D. But if you have too much vitamin D, it's going to pull that calcium into the blood and keep it in the blood. If you have enough vitamin F, the calcium is going to leave the blood into the tissues where it needs to be to cause muscles to relax. And if you're still having problems with this, you just need to up the Cataplex F. You just need to take more of it or eat a lot more fish.
Mm-hmm. Or both.
So
maybe.
Yeah, that's under the so anytime we're anytime, especially deep ocean fish, and anytime we're dealing with restless legs, and we have a podcast on that as well, you just go to Forbidden Doctor and under the podcast search bar, just write in restless legs. It'll explain what's going on, it'll show what our protocol is. It's usually very, very effective for most people. In fact, well, that's the number one reason people are buying Cataplex F from Forbidden Doctor, because it addresses the cramping of the legs in the middle of the night.
All right, so there you go. I guess I'm doing something wrong because I got to get
more. You just need more of it.
More of it. Okay.
Yeah.
more. No. That's a great song from the disco era. Remember that? More. How do you like it? How do you like it? More. Jack coming up. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon. You'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medical time continues is always a focus on your health and well-being, especially with all the controversy about coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we're not going to focus on that right now with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I think we've had enough of that for a while. Let's talk about you and your attempts to lose weight, which is also a familiar discussion on this program because one of our sponsors, Calitrin, is big into helping people lose weight. And it's interesting because the product is best used, Jack, as you know, just before you go to bed.
Yes, yes.
And so the theme of your research focuses on losing weight and getting enough rest. Sort of goes hand in hand. So how does it work? Why do you need to get a good night's rest?
Well, you know, according to the National Institute of Diabetes, Digestive, and Kidney Disease, one in three adults now are considered obese.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was researching this out of the International Journal of Obesity, it's never occurred to me before until I stumbled across this, but both sleep and sleep variability, in other words, constant interruptions, like you're sleeping next to a subway track or something, can hinder your ability to lose weight. So in the study, it was done by thousands of people in Spain, no less, and they found out that adults need at least 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep in order to stay healthy and to feel rested. And without those two components, people who normally, they were compared to another group who just, you know, slept without any problems whatsoever. Same diets over the same period of time. People that got 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep lost weight to a significant amount, more so than those who are just constantly up, insomniacs. Now, this is not, you know, if you have to get up two or three times a night to go pee and you're back to sleep within a minute, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about people who are up for several minutes to an hour at a time before they can go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Seriously interrupts the ability to lose weight.
Yeah. All right. So then how do we make sure it's easy enough to, when you go to bed, you can't just say, oh, I got to go to bed. I got to work on going to sleep. What are the best ways of going, of getting into the rest mode? What do you do to ensure? I've never had, once in a blue moon, I might not go right to sleep, but I'm usually 30, 40 seconds after I hit the pillow, I'm gonzo.
Yeah.
And so there's two things.
You've either physiologically trained yourself to do that or you go to bed exhausted. And a lot of people...
Maybe a little of both.
Yeah, well, that could be. But people who are just simply exhausted at the end of the day have no trouble falling asleep. Now, the experts tell us it should take you 10 to 20 minutes to fall asleep.
Really?
I'm just like you. Mary says you can't finish a sentence once your head hits the pillow.
Gonzo, right.
Gonzo.
Now, one of the things you and I have talked about when we've worried about my, or concerned us over my restless leg, is that if I have it, if I haven't taken... from Standard Process, there's a product called Cataplex F.
Yes, Cataplex F.
Whatever that has in it, you've explained it and I've forgotten what it is. But what it does is somehow go to work on my, whatever is the nervous system or whatever it is that gives you the restless leg syndrome and stops it. But if I go to sleep and I haven't taken that, I don't know if it's psychological or not, I won't go to sleep until I take the stuff.
No, what happens very simply is unless there's enough calcium diffused into the muscle tissue, it can't contract properly, it can't relax properly. And that's what Cataplex F does. It has certain fatty acid components that push calcium out of the bloodstream deep into the muscle tissue so the muscles can naturally relax just as much as they did when you were a child. Cataplex F.
There it is. Standard Process. You can get it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I think there's an echo in here. Here, speaking of echoes, let's underscore the value of Calitrin. Better health when you get better rest, and you're in better health when you lose the weight and you keep it off. Inch by inch, you can lose the weight. Pound by pound, you lose the weight and keep it off. It is better all the way around. You get better digestion. So safe because it's all natural. Main ingredients are collagen protein and aloe vera. And with an 86% success rate, how can you argue with that? It's so easy. It's so simple. It's so gentle. Go to Calitrin.com. And get the product, get six bottles. That'll take you through the course for 6 months. Use a bottle a month, and you get $20 off each of the bottles using the DJV code. It's so good. It's a friendly way to lose the weight. Really, it is. Better health, better you, a better lighter than you are right now. Calitrin.com, code DJV. Get on the program.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.